Shavuot to everybody. Awesome to see you again. Super good to be out tonight, particularly because Ashkenazim start Slichus tonight, right? Slichus is one of the biggest challenges, I think, that we face as either, you know, Ashkenazim or Sfardim. So we're going to start tonight with an intro to Slichus, and then we're going to do the general Hashkafa of Rosh Hashanah a little bit. Just those two things, and I'll take questions also, because sometimes you guys want to work out questions as we go weiter in the sugi of our life. But so, just particularly, I think it's very important to focus on the idea of what is happening. Oh, there he is with the pizza. Oh, good, good, good. With the aspects. Sam, we're talking about Slichos. We just started about 2 seconds ago. We're going to do an intro to Slichos, and we're also going to do a little bit on the Hashkaf of Rosh Hashanah. So like this. Slichos is challenging. If you're Sephardi, you've been at this like me for almost a month already. Our program is the same every day. It's the same. You daven mincha, it's the same. Why do you change it up every day, right? You guys not only have the language barrier, but also it doesn't even happen that often. Depending on where you're holding, you can have 4 days of Slichos, 2 days of Slichos, however many. It's dependent on your Motzei Shabbos. And when Rosh Hashanah falls down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and so, and you have different ones every day. And not only that, they're going to be like galloping away with all these things fast, fast, fast. And you're over there in the dust left behind wondering, how in the world am I supposed to do this? What am I supposed to be thinking about? So the Eitzah that I think everybody was given at Malchon Yaakov by Rabbi Taub and by Rabbi Shaw, Rabbi Jacobs, and I think I want to give this over to the Chabura, is hang on tight. And focus completely on the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos is everything. You're going to be like, don't worry, wherever you got, in your English, in your Hebrew, wherever you're holding in the world of Slichos, pause, and when they get to the Yud Gimel Midos, when you hear, El Mel Yoshev Al Kiseh Rachamim, whatever it is, you pause, you get to that paragraph, and you go weiter, and you start there. So you could be doing Yud Gimel Midos with everybody at the same time. That way, you're focusing on the most important part, beseeching Hashem for rachamim. So if you can't hold cup yet, that's baseline. Do what you can to either in your English or your Hebrew, just get to a point where you've got to the Yud Gimel Midos, and you'll be fine. Tonight, you guys are going to start. Ashkenazim start at nighttime, and do your best to make it out. And sometimes it's exciting, and it's great. And other people are like dragging themselves because it's exhausting, and it's the nighttime. And some guys with kids aren't able to make it out. If you're one of them on the phone, you'll go tomorrow. But either way, Yud Gimel Midos is the most important and most impactful part of your Slichos, and you should really have everything in mind there to be beseeching Hashem for rachamim. Because how often do you really get to say Yud Gimel Midos? How often do you really get an opportunity to really pack it in more than one time? Nusach Svar will say it, that's right, by Shachris. But at the same time, it's like once. It's not a whole, you know, big ensemble, so to speak, all geared towards that, right? Like, that's the ikker. It's kind of like in the midst of your takanun, you're like, oh, I got to do this now, if you're at the Svarim minions. But for Slichos, everything is geared towards that. So the main gist of what we should be focused on when it comes to Slichos is that. And what that means to you will be different depending on who you are. It could very well be that you tap into one particular item of those. And remember, you want yourself to be like the Midos of Hashem. And when you're doing that, you could tap into, I want to be more like this, I want to be more like that. And then you could go weiter. And either way, it's not an easy mahalik. Slichos is not easy. But do your best not to just get through it, but to have it get through you. At some point during Slichos, either tonight, tomorrow, another day, whatever it is, there should be something that strikes you as, ooh, I should be doing tshuva now. Ooh, I should be trying to connect to Hashem more. And again, maybe people here are you know, further along than I'm anticipating, but I would say if you're getting caught up in the language of the Hebrew, feel free to look along and use the English to help you for Slichot. It's not easy, it's not pashut. And it's one of those things that is almost never talked about. So if you're holding in the Hebrew, great, kishmak, do it. But if you're not, don't be upset at yourself. That's the Yetzer Hara trying to get you to mess up your entire Slichot. Do your best to focus on the essence of what you're there for. So Yud Gimel Midos is where it's at. Questions, comments, reactions on that part with Slichos? If not, we'll go weiter into an intro on Rosh Hashanah.
I guess, like, the main thing is, like, we do the, was it Ashamdu?
Yeah, yeah.
All those.
Ashamdu Bagandu.
Is mm-hmm. there, like, any need to go a little bit off script and just, like, think about the things you specifically...
Yes, are... yes, mm-hmm. yes. That's also huge. When you do all of that, the question was, Dan Nakamovich asked, when it comes to your Ashamdu Bagandu, should you be going off script? There's no such thing as off script. Think about that. It's not like Shachar, we're supposed to have certain kavanas that... Your tshuva process and how you're doing your slichot, sure, there's these things at the back of your Yom Kippur Maksar for Yom Kippur that you could do, but like, fill in whatever you're going to fill in. Your Ashamdu might be very be different than somebody else's. Your Bagandu. And remember, oftentimes, this is more of a Yom Kippur shmooze, but I don't know if we're going to get a chance to do one in light of the way the things are falling out, but... you have to realize that your al chaitz and your asham the begadnus, you're going to be like, I didn't do that, but somebody else in Klal Yisrael did. And so as a kehila, kadosha, together, we're all atoning for everybody else's. And so that's huge. And on a deeper Kabbalistic level, we all have different soul parts of each other inside of ourselves, one after another, very different shmooze for a higher level shir. But we're all have different soul parts inside of us. Yeah, it could literally be part of, you that did do that without realizing. But now what? That's just one thought overall. Okay, so like this, Rosh Hashanah is so fastly approaching. It's crazy. And if you're not ready for it, if you're not focusing on it, if you're not there, you might really miss out. And it's going to be a long, long, long davening over the course of 2 days. And you need to have the right mindset after the right thing. You have to be focusing, I would say uniquely on the right aspects and not the wrong aspects. How do we do that? So Rav Shlomo Volba in Zriu Bini Bechinich, also known as Planting and Building, if you have the English book, he talks about planting and building and davening, but planting and building mostly, as the main Iker ways of how things are created and how life needs to be done. And the way God creates in the world. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are reflective of that, he says. Rosh Hashanah is a time of total planting. Yom Kippur is a time of total building. What's planting? Planting is when you put all the seeds in the ground and then you watch it sprout. So for children, for example, planting would be all of the different ideas that you want them to have, all the things that you hopefully instruct and guide them in, your role modeling. Your building is bedtime's 8 o'clock. Go to bed. Your building is brush your teeth. Building is all of the different aspects of things that you're literally building right now into them, actualizing it now. So how is Rosh Hashanah a time for total planting and Yom Kippur a time for total building? We're going to get into it. It's important to know, though, that some people get it wrong. They flip it around. They decide to get all their planning in gear Rosh Hashanah time. I'm going to make my lists of what I'm going to be working on. Make my Kabbalahs now. I'm going to flip... No, wait, that's the world of Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Yosef Lin, says based on Rav Shlomo Volba. It's very important to understand that you have to get your head on right. You have to have your Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year. So if you have all your makshavot and all your plans and all your everything, but you haven't crowned Hashem king, if you haven't said that he's the one running the world, if you haven't said, oh, hey, I'm planting this entire idea that I'm a subject of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, here to do a mission that might not be what I want, it might have to be what he wants, it is what he wants, then all of your planning, all of your goals, all of your everything, all of your work might not be done properly. So I'm not saying if you've already started, checked everything, but I'm going to say check yourself and go back to that list come, Aser Shemei Tshuva after Rosh Hashanah and see what 2 days of Rosh Hashanah could really do for you. So what are we supposed to be planting in our heads come Rosh Hashanah time? Well, first of all, we have to be a person that, and we touched on this last time when the recording was off, but I think it's kedai to mention it even with the tapes on. We'll sanitize it a little bit, but I think really the idea is that the king needs to have subjects who are reflective of the grandeur and beauty of that king. Meaning, we said you don't want to have nebby subjects, but really what's that mean? You want to make sure that if you're a part of an if you're a part of an organization, and all of the people that are a part of that organization are not somebody that's somebody that you would say wow about, or wow, look at how amazing that is, then it's highly likely that will negatively impact on the institution or the organization. If you're a part of an organization or a company at work, and people are you know, what make a company really, and the people are not that ideal in a certain sense, you know, fill in the blank of how you want to approach that, then it's a negative reflection of the company. So what's our objective? We want to be a subject that makes Hashem look amazing. We need to be a person that the world is going to say, wow, look at that guy. You want to go out of your way to be a Kiddush Hashem. Because a king is a reflection of his subjects. And we need to be an actualized subject. And so we have to be actualized in all areas of our life. It can't just be, and this is why we have a Shkafish here, right? Because I'm the counterweight to all the other stuff you're going to hear. It can't just be that all we do is learn Torah. Because if all we do in life is learn Torah, you're missing out on being a good husband. Being a person who's going to work really, really hard to make a parnasa for his family. How about you work out every so often to get your body in shape? I'm talking to myself now. I need to do that. Yeah. How about we all actually work on every aspect of who we are? Because Hashem put us here in the world to actualize every aspect of who we are. Yes, you got to learn Torah, but that can't be the only thing you do. And sometimes, sadly, people will hide in their Gemara to avoid the world. When in reality, maybe you guys got to get out there and date. Or maybe you guys got to go out there and actually make a parnasa. Or maybe you guys got to get out there and do something to work on himself in the world of midos development. You have to make sure that you're doing everything. Now, obviously, don't do it to the extreme of the opposite. Don't, like, not be in your Gemara. Of course, that's Dover Pashit. Rabbi Lewitz was the one who said, you can't even begin to work on your midos if you don't even have life, and life is your Torah. Yeah, there's one to say there. So that's important. We need to make sure that on Rosh Hashanah, our main focus and objective is, I'm crowning Hashem King, Malchus. He is everything. How do I make myself into the best subject possible? What is it about me that's uniquely special? Because Hashem could have put anybody else in the world to learn another Daf Gemara, to make another Siyam, another Siyam Ashas even. Why are you here? What's different about your Siyam Ashas or the Siyam of your life? You're here to do that too. No one's saying don't try to learn in Shtag. But what's different about you? What's unique about your Siyam? What's unique about the way that you're going to live the world? You're going to live life in the world. And so you have to go out of your way to see, what am I bringing to the table? Who am I to even bring something to the table? And so that's the first piece that we're going to do. We did Slichos. Now, the first Hashkaf of Rosh Hashanah is this idea that we're planting. We're planting the ideas. Come Yom Kippur, we'll get into the sugi of now, once I've thought about what I want to do and how I want to actualize myself, how do I go and do that? How do I bridge the gap and actually develop real plans to make that happen? But Rosh Hashanah right now is just a day of total planting. You want to make sure that you crown Hashem King. And the big key here, and some people are like, oh yeah, I know this. We're going to say it twice. You need to make sure that when you leave Rosh Hashanah, you have told yourself that you want your will to align with Hashem's will. Not the other way around. It's not Hashem, I want this because it's so good. What does Hashem want from you? You want your will to align with His will. Period. It's not easy. Because you're going to say, oh, I want that job, I want this, that. You don't know the way that Hashem is orchestrating your life. And so sometimes, on the roller coaster, you got to raise those hands up. And you don't know where you're going. But you're going to get wherever God wants you to get there. It might be fast, it might be upside down, it might be backwards, depending on which Six Flags ride you're on, right? Or in the ride of life. That's the mashal. So you have to get your head on right. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year for a reason. And it's got to put your head on in the right way. That's the second piece. And we're going to tie everything together if all's well. So we said a few things right now that are very important. And so we take all of this, and on Rosh Hashanah, we show Hashem that this is how I want to act. Right? People say, oh, you got to act your best on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Well, duh. If you have the hashkafa of I want to be the best subject that I could possibly be, what better way than to start now by showing it, by showing the world that, like, okay, no Lashon Hara today. I'm going to be different at this Seuda than I normally am. I'm going to be focusing on things more intently. In davening, I'm going to try to have kavanah as much as possible. I'm going to have worked on my Machzor a little bit, right? I sent out that 2-minute blurb on the chat, right? You got to learn the Machzor. Learn your Machzor right now if you haven't already. Crack it open, baby, and just go to town. What resonates with you? What sticks out at you, especially with Musaf? when it comes to, you know, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. If you haven't at least ironed out something for you to latch onto, you're going to pass this day by. And while, yes, it's Yom Adin, and it's scary, but there's got to be something where you say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm here. Abba, I changed my life for you. I cannot be any more excited about the life that I have and about the new year of life that I want. I want to be on your team. The North 8th house, the Chabura, wherever you are in life, is on Hashem's team. And we're here to serve you. That's the seeds you're planting that will ultimately lead to the building on Yom Kippur of all of what you're going to do to make that happen. So like we said, Yom Kippur is lists, goals, graphs, all that stuff. But Rosh Hashanah, just get your head on right and realize that you need to put Hashem at the forefront of your life, not on the back burner. He's with you everywhere you go. And you should be with Him everywhere you go. And so you need to have Hashem in every decision that you make. And so you need to literally, like we said, you have to put Him at the Rosh of your Shana. Rosh Hashanah. You have to put Him at the head of your year. And if you don't, then when it comes time for Yom Kippur, you're just going to be in the world of all I sinned, all I sinned, all I sinned. But like, who are you returning back to? Right? You need to be returning back to Hashem. You need to be returning back to yourself. And these are the biggest things that we could take away from the approach that we have to have. And I want to leave you guys with just one last thing, and I'll take some questions also. For those who know this from Rav Emanuel Bernstein, don't answer. But if you don't, feel free to also answer it and take a guess. When was the first time something was blown into? In the history of the world.
Say it.
When was the first time that something was blown into in the history of the world? Huh? Very nice. That's right. When Hashem blew the neshama into Adam Arishon, Rosh Hashanah is what? The birthday of man, right? When Hashem blew the neshama into Adam Arishon, He gave him life. He gave him a new life. Yeah? He gave him the opportunity to be holy, exalted. And that neshama needed to be actualized. He had a purpose. He had a mission. And on Rosh Hashanah, every year, when the Baal Tokeya blows the shofar, at that moment, says Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein, at that moment, that's when you're being recreated anew. You're a Briah Chadasha. There's corresponding elements. Now, I don't have an answer for what about day two, or what about in this, you know, this area, is everybody a Briah Chadasha? But Lamaisa is. The idea is, you, when you hear that shofar, Hashem is literally breathing new life into you. So when you're focused on the shofar, that should be part and parcel of what you're, you know, envisaging and what you're coming up with. Again, what about years that we don't blow it? Shabbos, different subject. But for the years that we do blow it, it's important to understand and focus directly on that when Hashem blew the neshama into Adam Arishon, He gave him life. And that was an actualized life. And we have an opportunity every year, because, you know, everything's like a DNA helix, cycling all the way back up, on Rosh Hashanah to tap into that when we hear the shofar being blown. You are a Briah Chadasha in that moment. What are you going to do with that year of life that He gave you? Or however many moments of life that He gave you? You have an opportunity. And if you squander it, you might not even make it that year. But that's a different thing altogether. What are you going to do with the new life that you're going to get? You are a Briah Chadasha. You have an opportunity to tap into something holier this year than ever before. And so, just to circle back, Slichos, not easy. It's a challenge. Yud Gimel Midos, try your best. Focus clearly on that. Rosh Hashanah, God doesn't want Nebi, you know, subjects. You don't want to be one either. Figure out, with friends if you need to, or your own, using your own das, what's special about me? What can I offer? What do I bring to the table in the world of stepping up to do something? It doesn't have to be big. You could be the person who brought the pizza to the shir. You could be the person who organizes shir. You could be the person who has something else to say. You know, it's what do you bring uniquely to the table? And remember, you got to get your head on right first before you start getting into the world of lists. That's Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. And like we said lastly, we have to make sure that we realize just how deeply significant the shofar is. Don't space out. In that moment, you're a Briah Chadasha. And the other thing is, don't intellectualize too much. Don't be like, I have to think this and that. You didn't hear the shofar. You just heard your own thoughts. be careful, slow down. Don't we do this also, right? Some people space out, and some people are like, what makshava did I have to have? You're there. You're just sort of like, you know, takiya gadol, I lost shofar. You know? Just go and be prepared. You're a Briya Kadasha. You have an awesome opportunity this year to seize the moment. May we do so.